Welcome to the sofa. I'm Sherry.
I'm Bonnie, and this is the Sisters Hallmark Sip and Chat podcast.
We're a couple of crownheads who love all things Hallmark.
Welcome back to the sofa and our week 3 episode of Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas.
If you have Spotify, check out our Countdown to Christmas public playlist. There's nothing like decorating for the holidays with fun Christmas music playing in the background.
In this episode, we will be sipping a spicy Bloody Mary from the Hallmark Channel Countdown to Christmas Celebrate the Movie Magic Book. You can find the recipe and a link to buy the book on our website, sisterssipandchat.ca. Head to Facebook and Instagram to see pictures of our creations. In this episode, we'll be chatting about this week's 4 movies, My Christmas Guide, Flipping for Christmas, Never Been Christ, and The Santa Summit.
Okay, let's do movie number 1, My Christmas Guide, starring Amber Marshall as Peyton and Ben Mel as Trevor. Peyton, a guide dog trainer, helps Trevor, a college professor who has lost his eyesight, by training him and his new guide dog, Max. The more comfortable Trevor becomes using Max as his hazard avoider and companion, the more confidence he gains. Okay, let's talk about our sofa rating system. A quick explanation, our sofa rating system includes a list of 20 Hallmark tropes broken down into 10 categories that will determine how Hallmark is this movie. You can download this list from our website, sisterssipandchat.ca. This movie earned 8 out of 20 sofas. The categories are town holiday celebrations, friends and family, affairs of the heart, and big life changes.
Okay, so interesting movie. I really liked the puppies. It was an interesting take on a Hallmark Christmas movie. Starting off with some of the things I thought were cool was the app that told him what color things were. As a person even with eyesight, I feel like that would end a lot of arguments that you have with people about what color something is, but I found that really brilliant that they have this app. I'd never seen that before. But really, more importantly, this movie points out how critical accommodation is for those with disabilities, particularly in public spaces. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I believe everyone should learn how to communicate properly according to the person's need for accommodation. Really, it's a matter of basic respect for everyone you meet.
I totally agree that learning how to communicate to individuals to meet their personal accommodations is very important. However, I have to admit that this was one of my top 3 picks for this season. But I honestly feel that this movie could have been shown at any time of the year. Not an actual ideal Hallmark Christmas movie. Meaning that the sentiment and what we learned was invaluable, but didn't really hit the Christmas piece. However, the dogs, which is why I picked it, did not disappoint.
I completely agree with you. It was a great movie. I really liked the sentiment, loved the dogs, but honestly, it could have been a movie at any time of the year. They could have shown this as their January movies if they wanted to keep it winter, but really, it wasn't really about Christmas, though it was still a valuable story. Like, I still found the story interesting and valuable, but yes, you're right. It could have been filmed at any time. However, I do really think it was cool how they filmed in Newfoundland, which is very cool. Like, I could tell right away when they showed the scene of the colored houses, which they did say that they are called Jelly Bean Row, the very famous there. And that whole scene of her training him, like she was the dog. I never really thought about the steps they have to go through to train a guide dog, because they also have to train the human, which I thought was really, really well done. I thought that was very cool.
And it was good when he said the dog needs more training. She said, no, I have to train you. So
Yeah,
the training is really interesting. And it was a great message to get out to the general public. But it was very interesting to see what the dogs will do to keep that individual safe. Like be able to find stairs, block the door. So like, I really thought that was kind of interesting information that I can be more mindful of when I'm out and about myself. I love the expression that she used saying that the dogs can use intelligent disobedience in order to keep their person safe at all times, because they're very obedient dogs, but well, it's acceptable if it's an intelligent disobedience. So I thought that was a very impressive. I know the dogs are amazing, of course, but this put it all in a whole new light for me.
I agree with you. The dogs, of course, the new puppies were
Oh my goodness.
completely adorable. All the dogs were super cute, but I agree with you. I think they put some of these little gems in here that I think most people didn't know, and I know I appreciated it as well
I
as the
did too.
puppies.
And of course, I totally agree because I have two lab crosses that are my babies, just like your cats are the babies to you, Bonnie.
Yes, your puppies are so sweet. Speaking of sweet, Peyton's relationship with Trevor's daughter was also super sweet. I found like, she was such a good helper and encourager. However, Peyton's boyfriend was just the worst. Okay. He didn't even clock how much time she was spending with another man and his daughter, and honestly didn't even care until he saw him in person. And then, he's just like, to me, he was just a total selfish jerk. He wasn't a lot of redeeming qualities for him. And I was very glad when he got caught right on camera, with his own poor behavior, and she dumped him.
Oh, the thing that was good about that was the acting was so good because you could not help but hate him
Oh,
because he
yes.
was
He
so
played the role well.
horrible. He
It's
played
true.
it well. Him, the person himself, I'm sure is a wonderful person, but his
I'm
character, he
sure.
did very well. The scene where he's talking to his friend to come up with, he never got her a gift. So he comes up with this great idea. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take you on a trip. I will remember that if anyone ever said that to me
Take
in the
trip
future.
6 months in
6
advance,
months in
right?
advance. Yeah. Like,
Like
whoa,
way, way
okay.
far away so that if things change, you have time.
He's like,
That's for
you're
sure.
brilliant. Yeah. Okay.
Oh gosh,
Yeah. I
really
was really
something.
glad that she dumped that selfish guy. I agree. Okay. So once again, the ending didn't complete the story. He opens up his email, he hears the message from the principal, but he doesn't, or Dean, whatever, but he doesn't hear the whole message, knowing that he's going to get his job back. And he doesn't even know what the students did for him, which was that could have been a real tied to Christmas spirit kind of moment with
You're right.
people coming together like that. So I thought they kind of missed that one moment to really tie in the Christmas spirit. Now, unfortunately, even though it was my pick, this was our lowest rated Christmas movie to date. And I'd
Yeah.
have to say it was the lowest rated Christmas movie for me. Extremely informative movie, but low Christmas rated movie.
Yeah, a missed opportunity, like you said. Movie number two, Flipping for Christmas, starring Ashley Newborough as Abigail and Marcus Rosner as Beau. Realtor Abigail heads home at Christmas time to help her sister with a simple flip of an inheritance house. Abigail ends up butting heads with co-beneficiary Beau, who wants to open a B&B instead of flipping the property for cash. So how does this movie rate on our sofa rating system? It rated 15 out of 20 sofas. In the breakdown of categories is town holiday celebrations, location, 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 family and friends, affairs of the heart, big life changes, and the charitable event was the donations toward the memory tree and the toy drive.
Okay, so I personally love designing and decorating, and I do it constantly in my own home. So this concept was very exciting to me. I really, really was excited to watch it. But, again, I know that you feel the same way, that he was being a bit selfish with some of it. I understand there was sentiment, but the fact that she couldn't do the flip, even though she had some really great ideas how to make this a beautiful home.
Yeah, totally. First of all, I love that this to see the movie was filmed in Dundas, Ontario, which is in our area. And it's very cool that they film so many of the movies in our area. And I also agree with you that I found his insistence on making a bed and breakfast, regardless of anything else, kind of selfish. Like in my mind, if they could sell it, could they not? He could take the money and make a B&B somewhere else, whatever. I'm not a super fan of that grumpy guy trope. They always kind of come off as rude and not really attractive to me, but I know it's very popular enemies to lovers sort of thing. And I know eventually he's gonna soften up, but I still find it annoying. And of course, she's a little bit of a know-it-all in the beginning too, but I felt like she had more of their best interest at heart from the beginning. And of course, at the end, everything works out and everybody's needs are met. It's a very Hallmark ending. And yeah, so just going back to like, I love that they film this stuff in our area too. I just find that really cool, and it helped me connect with the movie a little bit, seeing those scenes in
I
our
agree.
area.
It is very exciting that they use areas so close to home for us. I mean, we really need to figure out a way to get to be extras on set for some of these movies. I mean, they're happening, within not even half an hour away from our home. So we just, I don't know how you find out the list.
I
However,
don't
back
know.
to this bed and breakfast thing. I found it difficult. I understand his connection to Frank and that he knew that Frank wanted to give back to the community. But I also think that Frank would have wanted to take care of his family, knowing that that young man was in desperate financial need. I know it all worked out
Yeah.
in the end, but knowing that he had to take care of his father-in-law and his family was financially strapped, that part seemed quite selfish to me. So I would agree with that. But I did like the concept of changing priorities. So letting true love and family make you think more about yourself than your career, or having to have a bed and breakfast, of course. But one thing I did really like as well is that these two actors I felt had great chemistry together.
I
Like I could
agree with
see them
you.
together.
Yeah, I think they did well together. And then the renovations they ended up doing together in the house, I really enjoyed that as well. It looked beautiful when they were done. It gave me a little bit of PTSD because we've been working on renovations in our house for the last couple of years. And we're getting to that finish line too and are super happy. So I kind of felt their pain there while we're going through all those renovation decisions.
No, I get it. I admit your renovation is looking amazing. I love the entrance with the winding staircases. It's breathtaking.
Thank
But there
you.
is something to having that feeling of when you do those self-renos, that do-it-yourself sense of accomplishment. I mean, I love it. When you're in the thick of it, like when we built this lower level to our house, was
Yeah,
like, oh, when
which is
is it gonna
amazing.
end? But
It's a
then
lot of
when it's
work.
done.
Yeah, once it's done, it's so good. Yeah, you guys did an awesome job on your basement for sure. So good. One of my favorite parts of this movie was the memory tree, which was filmed once again in our area at Mary Tree Farms, which is one of the places we want to go to cut down or to get like a fresh Christmas
Fresh
tree.
tree.
But I love the memory tree. I thought such an awesome idea. I definitely shed a few tears when she wrote one of the ornaments in honor of her mom, and she simply just wrote mom on it. And I thought, how many other people are probably just doing the same? Maybe no name, just mom. And they know who it is. That was super sweet.
Which is really nice because it meant something to her, but I bet you it will mean to a lot to others as well. So I
Yeah.
agree. I love that those ornaments were not only donated to be done to have this wonderful opportunity, but then all the money went to charity too. So that was
Yeah.
great. On to movie number three, Never Been Kissed, starring Janelle Parrish as Naomi, Pascal Lamothe Kipnis as Liz, and Tyler Hines as Chris. When BFFs Naomi and Liz have a chance to reconnect with high school crush Chris Silver over the holidays, it creates a complicated love triangle, further complicated by a disconnect between them and their mothers. Let's find out how this movie rated in our SOFA rating system. This movie rates 17 out of 20. Categories are military might, town holiday celebrations, location, 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 family and friends, affairs of the heart, big life changes, and Liz hosts the jingle ball for their high school classmates.
This movie was a bit of a weird one for me. I am not big on love triangles, but I do like movies based on family and close friends. And, you know, they say you can never go home, but for these two, they needed to go home to see themselves in the light of who they were as teens and who they wanted to be as adults, like to find out what did they really want in life. But I didn't super love the love triangle aspect of this movie. It's just a little too bachelor for me. He was very nice and thoughtful, though. Like, I could see why everyone had a crush on him outside of the fact that he is very attractive. And you know, there's just some of these parts, like I think it was supposed to be, you know, funny and cute that these two friends, adults, acted like teenagers whenever Chris was around. But for me, it just came off a little bit silly and unnecessary.
I was really looking forward to this movie once I saw the commercials, but I thought it was going to be a super funny movie. However, the only real humor for me, anyways, was the Christmas sweaters, which I would have personally worn with pride. I would have loved that. And they were hiding it. So that was a bit funny. I would never want to go against my friend for the same guy. I agree. I don't like those triangles, but he did show that he was a nice guy. But it seemed like they all wanted to keep living the teenage dream to the old remember when. As opposed to, you know, I mean, they did come out of it. No, it's okay. I don't have to be the ball queen or whatever. But they all started out there. So that was interesting.
Which I guess everybody goes, you know, back to their childhood trying to relive things. But the sweet one of the sweetest parts for me was when Naomi's mom wanted to do up Christmas for her. And those ugly Christmas sweaters, I agree with you. I think they're so much fun. And one of the things I did really like about this movie that they showcased both holidays, like Christmas and Hanukkah, which I don't think any of the other Hallmark movies have actually celebrated both in one movie. So I actually really appreciated that. And I get, you know, navigating what your parents' needs are as they age with what your needs are as an adult can be very complicated. And sometimes you just have to be honest while trying to still be thoughtful of others' feelings. Otherwise, you both end up hurt and resentful. And we could see that that was sort of where the daughters and the mothers were going
Gonna
in the
go,
movie.
especially for the Jewish family. They were really showing signs of some resentment there for sure. I get the navigating your parents is a tough situation. Of course, with our daughter and her kids living with us for the next little while, it can be very challenging for both sides. And I guarantee you there are days where she wants to tell me what she's really thinking. Thank goodness so far she hasn't been brave enough to do so.
That's so funny. You know, my favorite line in this movie was from Naomi's mom, and I think it's a great one. Just because you both need to grow doesn't mean you have to grow apart. I think that, you know, they considered each other their soulmates. In the end, they realized their soulmates outside of romantic love, let's say. Aside of that, they were each other's person. And they got that in the end, and that love of friendship. And I think that that line to me perfectly summed up the best part of this movie for me.
I agree because they didn't they could love each other and they'd be super close, but it didn't mean they had to do everything together. They didn't have to share every thought, every moment, just like her giving up that schooling to be with her friend. Like, I mean, and I'm sure it wouldn't have affected them from staying friends, but when you're insecure about whether or not it will, I get it. I think this was a lesson for both of them to learn how to stand on their own two feet and stop being afraid to do things on their own. Okay, so I know it's bad, but again, end of the movie didn't make sense to me because she wants to stay with Chris, her, and the other is now got lots of friends outside of her, like a bigger social group, and they're talking about keeping a long distance relationship, which is no longer necessary because they're selling the business. So why aren't they just staying home where they're happy? So
Yeah,
that
it
part I
didn't
just don't
tie up
get.
the loose ends again at the end. That's for sure. You get this emotional buildup of they, you know, come back together, but the rest of the stuff is not tied up. We're still kind of left hanging. And maybe they did that on purpose, but I agree with you. I think they should have did a better job of tying everything up at the end. Movie number four, The Santa Summit, starring Hunter King as Jordan and Benjamin Hollingsworth as Liam. Three friends and two brothers don Santa suits and join the festivities of the Santa Summit. Through a series of missed meetups, holiday hijinks, and a fun festival full of Santas, they find romance, strengthen the bonds of friendship and brotherly love, all while experiencing the Christmas spirit. All right, so how does this rate on our sofa rating system? It earned 13 out of 20 sofas. In the categories are town holiday celebrations, family and friends, affairs of the heart, Christmas magic, and the charitable event was the Santa Summit public events.
Okay, so far this was my favorite movie of the season. It was so funny. I loved it. I really loved it. My husband and I both agree. If they had this event close by, we would 100% attend. Like, this is right up our alley. My favorite line in the whole movie was when they were trying to find her, and they said, "Way harder to find than Waldo." Because they were all in Santa suits, right? So I was like, oh, that's awesome. I love that.
I agree with you. I love the Santa suits. What a hugely fun event this is. I think other communities should take note. I know this is just a movie, but I like to believe it's real somewhere. And it would be so cool if a community close to us would hold this kind of event because I would totally go too. And one of the things that made this extra cute for me was their meet cute between Jordan and Liam happens entirely in Santa suits. But it was still such a, and then they end up having such a deep, vulnerable moment in their conversation, all the while wearing Santa suits and the whole beards, and they could really only see each other's eyes. I thought it was adorable and I loved it.
I agree because it did show that they could, you could meet someone and be open and honest. Because they were able to kind of hide behind the Santa suit, right? Like, you know, as people say, "Oh, you're brave by text." It was kind of that scenario, but they made direct eye contact, so that was really nice. The Santa suits were amazing and so creative. There were so many different ones, but one of the things that we were trying to guess throughout the whole movie was who it was that was in the Christmas tree costume. We were like, "Oh, maybe it's gonna be like a big star at the end. It's gonna open up." Never happened.
Nope, never, never. Oh, nope, we never got to see that. We did get to see a bunch of cool events, and like there were just a couple of things that stood out, like the volcano drinks. I thought those were super cool. Those blue ones, they're all bubbling up. I think this might have been the most festive movie ever because it literally had so many, like, it's one of those events, one or two of those events in a day would have been a lot. They literally did all of them. So it was just, I thought it was amazing. I enjoyed the friends helping each other to get over their kind of funk that they were had in their lives. And they ended up having more and more fun as they went to each of the events. And her friend Stella killed singing Jingle Bells. So good. And I thought it was really sweet that the brother, even though he was there trying to do business and stuff, which I totally get, but he kind of got into the hunting for the girl too. And I thought that was such sweet brotherly love. And finding your true love from a gingerbread house that they made to look like your
Y'all.
dream house. How amazing! Like, what an amazing, awesome Christmas love connection. Just chef's kiss.
And that's that whole Christmas magic piece was like they noticed the embroidery on her bag, his
His tree
tattoo,
tattoo.
tree tattoo, then making it on the gingerbread. It was just like, oh, it was so great. And the other guy who Stella met, sorry, and he ended up being like another singer from a band. So she got back into performing again.
Her
So that was
music,
really great.
yeah.
I have to agree, it was a very festive movie. It hit a week's worth of festivities that we'd be looking for, ending with tree lighting ceremony, blah, blah, blah. Had it all. I love the da line dancing. That was so much fun. But that silent dance party with the headset, oh, I would love to do that. They
I
actually
agree.
do that silent dance party with the headphones at Canada's Wonderland every Christmas. in their
I did not
Winter's
know they
Christmas
did that.
Wonderland.
That's
They have a
awesome.
whole section that's set off, and it does, and I didn't even think about it till I saw it on there. I was like, oh yeah, Canada's Wonderland does that. So it doesn't disrupt the rest of the patrons. And then it's just those that are in there. And you, because you can see everyone's like going right at it, but you hear nothing, right? But they're doing it. So
That is
anyways,
so
but yeah.
cool.
So maybe if I go to Canada's Wonder, if I get to go this year, then I will try that.
Take a video. Let
That's
us
right.
see
Yeah,
it.
take a video, post it. I really enjoyed the fact that there was multiple love stories in this, and that just made it even more of a Hallmark value movie.
Agree. This is definitely my favorite movie of the weekend, probably of this season.
Yeah.
Great cast, great chemistry between them, and a bunch of fun Christmas events, a trifecta of holiday fun.
There just proves that we don't know how to pick them. Neither one of us picked this movie, and we
We
both
did
loved it
not. We should
the
have.
most.
There
Yes,
you
we could have.
go. All right, drink update. So this week it is a spicy Bloody Mary, which in Canada we call a Caesar. Well, at least it's a little bit
Well,
different than a Caesar, this
yeah, because
recipe,
there is
but
Bloody Marys and there is Caesars. However, I'm more of a Caesar person. I like the alcohol that's in the Caesar, but I still, it's still a good drink because I like the different, the Kamado juice rather than the tomato juice. But
yeah.
it was, I mean,
It's still a
that's an
solid
easy one
choice.
to get down.
Yeah, it's a solid choice. I still think it's a solid choice. Looks good. Comes with a snack. I love any drink that comes with a snack, right? Like you don't just
Yep.
get the drink, you get celery or beans, or here in Canada, they put like lobster and all sorts on it. So, yeah,
Yeah.
good choice. I hope everybody makes their own and enjoys it.
This episode was brought to you by Hamish Community Services, opening doors by taking the dis out of disabilities. You can find out more information at hamish.ca.
Well, fellow Crownheads, we've come to the end of today's chat.
You can find all our episodes on your favorite podcast network.
And on our website, sistersipandchat.ca. Subscribe and never miss a chat session.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time.
And we'll save you a seat on the sofa.